today, I will going to introduce Cayley complexity. It's all the Cayley configuration space of 1 degree of freedom linkages in 2 dimension. And first, I will going to. I think everyone know what is a linkage. Here we only consider the 1D OF linkages. They are also called mechanisms. A linkage is just a graph and with a delta assigned to each of its edges a distance in R. So that is a bar and joint linkage. So we want to describe the space of configurations, that is 2D realizations for 1D OF linkage. So how should we do that? So we introduce the Cayley configuration space. The Cayley configuration space for a 1D OF linkage is that we take a non-edge F. By non-edge, we mean that it's two vertices U and V, not connected by an edge. And we measure the set of all the possible distances between U and F that the linkage can attain. So this is the definition of Cayley configuration space. And it is a set of intervals on the real line. Here we have some example. Okay. So this is a Cayley configuration space of this linkage. And we took the non-edge 2, 5 to be the F. And each point in this Cayley configuration space, it is a Cayley configuration. From the configuration, we can recover the Cartesian realization. For example, here, the Cayley configuration is delta star F equals 0. We have the Cartesian realization is here. And for delta star F is square root 2, we have several different Cartesian realizations. So how do we measure the complexity or Cayley configuration space? We will consider it from 3 different aspects. First, we have a definition called Cayley complexity. So it is the algebraic complexity of each interval endpoint of the Cayley configuration space. For example, if all the interval endpoints are quadratically solvable values, by which we mean these values are solutions to triangularized quadratic systems with coefficients in Q. In that case, we may call this Cayley configuration space have QS, Cayley complexity. We will mention that later. And the second aspect is Cayley size. We just mean the number of intervals in the Cayley configuration space. And finally, we have the Cayley computational complexity. It's a time complexity to obtaining all the intervals. It is a function of the Cayley size. Okay. Next, we will consider a natural class or graph that allow us to be able to measure efficient complexity or Cayley configuration space. If we want to efficiently convert the Cayley configurations to Cartesian configurations, we may want completeness and low realization complexity. By completeness, we mean that the non-edge F we took, if we add the non-edge as an edge, then G union F is minimally rigid. So the linkage with G union F and delta and delta star assign value to F, it will have finitely many realizations for each Kelly configuration. And by low realization complexity, we mean that if the local orientations are specified, by local orientations, we mean like here from this F, this is one orientation, that three is constructed upwards, this is the orientation. So if we don't specify local realizations, even the graph is minimally rigid, we may have exponentially many realizations. So if we have local orientation specified, we have linear realization complexity, then we say that the Kelly configuration space has low realization complexity. So for example, this graph here, we can choose the F to be any edge I plus 2. Actually, this is a mistake. This should be 1, 3, 2, 4. Yeah, okay. So here, this non-edge is okay, and this all guarantees both properties. So to guarantee the completeness and low realization complexity, we consider a class of graphs called quadratically solvable graphs. By quadratically solvable, we mean that for G union F, there exists a ruler and compass realization of the extended linkage starting from F. For example, here, if we take this F, and then we have a ruler and compass realization by constructing 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Each step is a ruler and compass realization. And so for QS graphs, we have efficient conversion from each Kelly configuration to a Cartesian configuration. Okay. We introduce a class of quadratically solvable graphs that is called triangle decomposable graph. The definition of triangle decomposable graph is that it is a recursive definition. The base case is that a single edge is triangle decomposable. Otherwise, if the graph can be recursively divided into three triangle decomposable subgraphs, each of these subgraphs can be furtherly divided, and the three triangle decomposable subgraphs each share a single vertex that is called triangle decomposable. And a 1DOF triangle decomposable graph is just drop an arbitrary edge from a triangle decomposable graph. For example, we have this is a 1DOF triangle decomposable graph. If we like this is a triangle decomposable subgraph. So we have a construction sequence from the non-edge F. This is actually a QS or ruler and compass realization sequence we introduced previously. Each step we append a new vertex which is shared by two triangle decomposable subgraphs. Like here we append vertex 3, it is shared by these two subgraphs. So since it has this construction sequence, we can clearly see that triangle decomposable implies that quadratically solvable. And also we have this theorem by Owen and Power that for planar graphs, quadratically solvable implies triangle decomposable. So we have a strong conjecture that for general graphs, triangle decomposable also implies quadratically solvable. So in this talk, we only consider the triangle decomposable graphs, and we will refer to them as QS graphs. Now we define QS Cayley complexity. Remember we have the Cayley complexity mentioned before, and here we define that G has QS Cayley complexity with respect to a non-HF if all these interval endpoints of the Cayley configuration space are QS. So we also have a interpretation of this interval endpoints on the graph that is by the extreme graph. The extreme graph is just, for example, here before the if we just drop the construction of the vertex 7 and add an edge between the two base vertices of the vertex 7, we obtain a extreme graph correspond to this vertex 7, and there are actually ON of the extreme graph, and all the interval endpoints, each of the interval endpoints actually corresponds to some realization of the extreme graph. And the edge we added is called an extreme edge. So the theorem is a 1D OF QS graph has QS Cayley complexity on F if and only if all of its extreme graphs starting from F are QS. So this is probably well known, and for completeness, it is formally proven in a previous paper by Dr. Cicerum and Gao. Okay. So this is a outline of my talk. First is about how to characterize QS Cayley complexity. So first we will show that the QS Cayley complexity is actually a property of graph. So it is independent of the choice of the non-HF. So we can say characterize QS Cayley complexity of a graph G. And second, we have an algorithmic characterization of QS Cayley complexity. And also we have a finite forbidden minor characterization for a special subclass of QS graph. And second, we introduce how can we guarantee low Cayley size and Cayley computational complexity. So we will have ON computational complexity and O1 Cayley size. First we consider the choice of F. This graph we have seen before, so we can choose any of this non-H to be the F. So we mean that any of this F, if we choose that, then G union F is still quadratically solvable. So we may ask, does the Cayley complexity depend on the choice of F? So if I choose 1, 2 here, it does have QS Cayley complexity, and if I choose 6, 8, will it not have QS Cayley complexity? The answer is no. So our theorem is that for a 1DOF QS graph, it either has QS Cayley complexity on all possible F or on none of them. So our measure of QS Cayley complexity is robust. So we can say that this G has QS Cayley complexity if we characterize the QS Cayley complexity on any specific F. That is sufficient. And now we will introduce the algorithmic characterization for general QS graphs. So the theorem is that a 1DOF QS graph, it has QS Cayley complexity if and only if there exists a non-H, and by our previous theorem, it is equivalent to that for all the possible non-H F. So from F, each construction step is based on here is a four cycle QS subgraph. So the step is based on two neighboring pairs of the four cycle. So this characterization gives us a linear time algorithm to recognize QS Cayley complexity for general QS graphs. Also, we may want to find a finite Frobenius minor characterization. So we ask, can there exist finite Frobenius minor characterization for general 1DOF QS graph? Well, the answer is no. We will show counterexamples later. And in order to be able to give the finite Frobenius minor characterization, we must consider natural subclasses, one called one path and triangle free. One path is just exists only one last vertex. By last vertex, we mean that it is shared by exactly two QS subgraphs. Each of them has share only one vertex with the rest of the graph. It is, for example, these two examples here. This graph is one path, but this is not. For this graph, this is the only vertex that can be called the last vertex. But for this one, both vertex 5 and 6 satisfy this property. So this is not one path. And by triangle phrase, just says does not have a triangle or subgraph. So this is triangle free, this is not. Okay. So the theorem is that for a one path triangle free 1DOF QS graph, it has QS Cayley complexity if and only if G is planar. Here are two examples. The graph A, it has a K33 minor, so it is not planar, and it does not have QS Cayley complexity. And the B has QS Cayley complexity. And also the one path and triangle free, both conditions are necessary. Otherwise, we cannot find finite Frobenius minor characterization. We will show counterexamples. First, this one is not triangle free. It has G1 as a QS subgraph. We can actually extend this G1 to let it have an arbitrary clique as a minor. We start from G1 as a triangle, and And at each step, we choose, here we have a K3, and we choose the three vertices of the K3. We call them U1, U2, U3. And we add a vertex W1 based on U1 and U2, and W2 based on U3 and W1. So generally, for WI, we add it based on WI minus 1 and UI plus 1. So from a K3, we obtain a K4, and from K4, we add this and this and this. We obtain a K5. This is an example with a K5. And also, one path is also necessary. So this graph has QS Cayley complexity, but it can also be made to have an arbitrary click as minor. This construction is simple. Suppose we want a KM, we construct M vertices directly on F, and we just add M choose two vertices to connect all of these vertices. So both conditions are necessary. Finally, I may talk about the Cayley size and computational complexity. So we have characterized the Cayley complexity, and we may consider these two aspects. So if we have a graph with QLS Cayley complexity, do we have small Cayley size and low Cayley computational complexity? The answer is only if we have specified necessary orientations. So we must specify both forward and backward orientation for forward and backward realization sequences. By forward, it is the realization sequence from F. The backward is for each extreme linkages from the extreme edge backward. And so we say that either type of the orientation without the other is not sufficient. There are existing examples of Bossier and Strainer to show that the Cayley size have exponential blow up, and actually our previous example already has this exponential blow up. So we have a theorem that for 1DOF QS graph with QS Cayley complexity, if we have both forward and backward orientations, the Cayley size is O1 and the Cayley computational complexity is linear OV. This gives us a straightforward algorithm. It is called a quadrilateral interval mapping. It is based on the relationship between the two diagonals of the quadrilateral. This is based on the four-cycle theorem. Okay, so this is a summary. We introduce a Cayley configuration space for 1DOF linkages and the measure of complexity. And for the Cayley complexity, QS Cayley complexity, we show that the choice of the F does not matter, and we have a algorithmic characterization for QS Cayley complexity. And for one path triangle free case, the QS Cayley complexity is equivalent to planarity. And we have also shown that we have low Cayley size and computational complexity if we specify necessary orientations. That's all my talk. Thank you.